Welcome to Astrology Today, your regular look at the planetary movements and how astrology may affect and hopefully improve your life. Hi there, I'm Norma Lachance. I'm your host. I'm a life coach, a mathemagician, and an inspired astrologer. And you've joined me for the week perspective, for planetary ingresses, and for the daily transits. Let's have a look up in the sky. Welcome to the podcast and welcome to Tuesday, March 19th, 2024. Of course, we're going to look at all the themes for the week. I've got to say that today's a pretty special day and really the launch of a really special time from an astrological point of view. So we're going to talk a little bit about that in the next section. But I need to let you know that this weekend is the launch of eclipse season. Yes, the first eclipse. We've got two in this particular season. And so you know, make sure you check out the pod this weekend as we talk about the lunar eclipse that's happening. Now, also something for you to consider is sending a question to the March mailbag. I know I've been asking, and maybe you've been wondering, should I ask a question? Of course you should, because, you know, as a former teacher, I always used to say, if you're wondering about something, guaranteed somebody else in the classroom is also wondering the same thing. So think of it as doing a service to your fellow Astrology Today listeners that you are sending me a question. So how do you do that? Remember, always to the email, astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. And it can be any, you know, wide-ranging ideas in terms of topics for questions, something specific, something general, but obviously about astrology. All right, well, let's have a look at any planetary ingresses that are happening. And remember, planetary ingress just means that the planet has changed signs. So you probably know that I set my charts for noon each day. It's that great halfway through the day snapshot of what's happening there in the daily transit. So by the time you hear this, even though right at noon, the moon is still in Cancer, but literally just barely. So by the time you hear this podcast, the moon will probably have moved on to Leo, and it'll be there for the majority of the week, all the way until Friday. And so Leo here, we have fixed fire. Yes. So, you know, emotional responses, which is ruled by the moon, may be a bit more, I don't know, dramatic, a bit more flamboyant. I always, the picture in my head is always, you know, Leo the lion kind of shaking its mane and really making itself heard and seen, loving being, you know, the center of the attention. So you may feel, you know, a bit more prideful, proud of things, some creativity may be coming forward, you know, spark and inspiration, all the things we can expect while the moon is in Leo. Now, I mentioned off the top that this is a really important day in the world of astrology. And let me just be maybe the first to say, Happy New Year. It is New Year's Day here for astrologers as the sun moves into Aries. And we call that a cardinal ingress. So cardinal because it's moving into a cardinal sign, and ingress again because it's changing sign. And so it's the, you know, the launch of the new astrological year for all of us astrologers. It's a big year. So to be exact, at 8:07 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, that's when the sun will move into Aries. And I wanted to just pause here and just give you a little, you know, little fun fact. There's an area of astrology called mundane astrology, and that generally has to do with countries or societies, but basically countries. And you, I don't know if you were aware, but when countries are formed, you can have a chart, a birth chart, basically for the birth of a nation. And we use the cardinal ingress, you know, either the one in when it happens at a cardinal sign, so that's Aries, Cancer, Libra, or Capricorn, but mostly Aries because, again, it's like the launch of a year, to use it for predictions in country charts. So to kind of look forward, say you're from, a lot of my listeners are down in the States, so maybe you want to have a look at what's going to be happening for the next year for the U.S., obviously a really big year in terms of politics. The cardinal ingress chart, the Aries chart, would be a great one to look at. Same for those of us in Canada, you know, what's happening, maybe politically, but as a society, as a country, this is one of the things that we do. Keep in mind, of course, that with the cardinal ingress, it is the launch of Aries season. So if you have an Aries in your life, this is, you know, a time to celebrate those Aries folks. And remember that, of course, it's the spring equinox, which equinox in Latin, of course, means equal day and night. So right at the equator, the same amount of time is spent daylight as nighttime as we move towards summer anyways in the northern hemisphere, where the days are starting to get longer. Well, the last little bit I wanted to focus on here, I normally talk about aspects and aspect patterns, and really what's happening this week anyways, is that it's the battle of the conjunctions, I'm going to call it. There's a couple of conjunctions, exact conjunctions that are coming up, and I wanted to highlight those. So the first one is on Wednesday, so that's tomorrow, where Chiron and Mercury are in exact conjunction. Now, I think I spoke about this on the last podcast. Remember that the orb of influence, or when it starts taking effect, happens before it actually becomes exact. But I like to point it out on the day that it is exact, so that that is that moment of intensity, of greater intensity. After this, the planets start to drift apart. They're still considered in conjunction as long as they're within 8 degrees of each other. But the influence, of course, is waning, as we say. So what have we got here? Chiron and Mercury. Chiron being the planet of, you know, it's called the wounded healer. So it's an area where Chiron, the myth around Chiron anyways, was that he was a teacher and taught, you know, Aristotle, you know, taught the Apollo and, you know, all of these mythical beings how to hunt, how to archery, art, all these wonderful things. So it really feels like Chiron was sort of a Renaissance character, and did get injured throughout his life. And so did had, you know, a really severe injury to his lower limb, and spent most of his time trying to heal himself. And so this is where this whole idea around being a wounded healer, and it does represent a lot of our wounds. So having it in conjunction and with Mercury, it could be around communicating those wounds. You know, sharing healing messages may also be a possibility. I did put a little note for myself here that it might be a good day for mentors or coaches to really communicate messages effectively. Then on Thursday, the next conjunction is Saturn conjunct Venus. Now, I've got to say that these two planets don't necessarily get along really well. Saturn is a planet of limits, of authority, discipline, structure, and Venus is love and beauty and how we connect with one another, or our values or our valuables. And so the first thing that came to mind for me was women as authorities, because Venus can also represent women in a chart. So it might be around that, about maybe some women are stepping forward and being in authority positions. It might also be around setting up clear values, right? The Venus is our set of values, or can represent that. And Saturn can help set that structure for having really clear values. That is your podcast for today. I certainly hope you got something out of it. Make sure you're tuning in near the end of the week. We are going to talk about that lunar eclipse that's occurring on the weekend. Of course, if you have any questions for me or comments about the podcast, I love to know what's on the minds of my listeners. So send those to my email, astrologydiva, that's D-V-A, @gmail.com. All right, I hope you have a fantastic day, and I look forward to speaking to you again very soon.